189 in the Bibles provided. Revelation chapter 20, verses 7 to 10. Hear the word of the Lord. And when the 1,000 years are expired, Satan shall be loosed out of his prison and shall go out to deceive the nations which are in the four quarters of the earth, Gog and Magog, to gather them together to battle, the number of whom is as the sand of the sea. And they went up on the breadth of the earth and compassed the camp of the saints about and the beloved city. And fire came down from God out of heaven and devoured them. And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. Thus is the reading of God's word. You may be seated. This is the seventh and last vial. We have seen that this vial begins very sweet with the reigning of the church over all the earth for a period of very long time, symbolically 1,000 years. But then we see that this ability for the church to so reign over all the earth by the power of the gospel, with all nations covenanting with Christ, this has happened because of the fact that that devil was put into prison and not able to deceive the nations in this way. And so it looks like a world that we're not familiar with, a world that we've seen in little bits of history from the times of Charlemagne, from the times of the three kingdoms of Ireland, England, and Scotland. But really, we haven't seen all that much yet where the gospel is reigning, not only ecclesiastical, but also in the civil state as well. And then the devil, after this time, perhaps of 1,000 years or more of this reigning on earth of the church, there is a loosing of the devil. And it's interesting the way that the Holy Spirit describes this deception which Satan is able to do. He describes it as Gog and Magog. And I want to remind you of what we have read in Revelation of where the enemies of God were symbolized by the ancient enemies of God. And so you had the ancient enemy of Egypt and Pharaoh. And Pharaoh is called in the Psalms the dragon. And he's typified as a dragon and showed forth in that way. And you have that used here in Revelation where you have the dragon attacking the church. And this was, of course, typifying the emperors and their persecution of the church. But that dragon was destroyed, even as Pharaoh was destroyed in the sea. So was the emperor persecution. And you had a reigning that happened after this. Well, another one used here is Babylon. And the reigning of Antichrist over the church is said to be like an exile, like it was in the church of old, when Babylon was that ancient enemy that took the church captive. And there's a third use of the enemies of God. In Ezekiel chapters 38 and 39, it speaks about Gog and Magog. And it's referring to Antiochus Epiphanes and the Seleucid Empire at that time, which took over. And the abomination of desolation happened at that time where Antiochus Epiphanes declared himself as God in the temple of the Lord. And he set all kind of idols up in there. It was a very disgusting time that happened after Malachi, but before Jesus came. And this was Gog and Magog. And you have here, this is being symbolized here as what's going to happen after this 1,000 years. After the church is rebuilt, so to say, during this time, why Satan is pent up. Now he is loosed, and you have this, again, this conquering, it seems, of the church, where they're surrounded on every side. This surrounding of the saints, and it says, and it uses a picture here of that beloved city. That beloved city is Jerusalem in the scriptures, but the Jerusalem is standing for all the people of God. But there's a surrounding, and this means that just like Antioch Epiphanes surrounded the beloved city of Jerusalem and attacked the worship of God, so there's going to be something here at the end of this seventh vial, where Satan is loosed to deceive the nations once again. The false prophet is done. The Antichrist is in the pit of hell. But you have this one last deception Gog and Magog, where they are surrounding the church, attacking her worship, about to come in upon her, but then miraculously God comes and he, with fire and brimstone, saves his church once again and ushers in the end. The end. We'll read about that next time when we look at the great white throne judgment and the very end of the world as prophesied in this.